talk schools in just a minute. Maybe
sure.
I'll bring John into the picture here. John, so how did your family come to be in Burnaby?
My father was transferred from Penticton to Burnaby from in the RCMP.
Okay.
And that was in 1961. And we first moved onto Boundary Road into an older home. And the freeway was just being put in then, and the house was just above it. And we went to an old school, and that was Scow Street School.
Right.
And I can remember when we were, I guess I was about 10 years old then,
mm-hmm.
and I can remember thinking it might be a good idea to use that new area where they were trying to build the freeway to try and get to school. And very quickly being up to my waist in mud.
Ah, yes.
And finding out that was the wrong way to go to school. But we only lived there for the 1 year, and then we moved up to the Burnaby Mountain area, and we stayed there for basically the rest of my school year. And that was basically an area that was just like it, as in Julia's area, it was that whole street was it was an area that was apparently made available to war veterans,
mm-hmm.
and the house we had was a rented home, and there again the whole area was war veterans, and they all knew each other. And it was quite interesting how we all grew up. Everybody on the whole block knew each other, but it was the only area that was in that whole area that was developed,
mm-hmm.
and as such, all the families looked after all the kids, and we would if one of the families had a party, everyone went. And so we all grew up as a large group, and that was a lot of fun.
And not a lot of moving in and out of the neighborhood? Very stable?
No, everyone stayed, and we all grew up all together.
And again, so you had neighbors all around you?
Yeah, there were neighbors all around us, and there are as far as I know, people didn't really start to move out of there until all the kids had all grown up and left, and the elders had started to pass away, and then the area started to build and grow up, but until that time, it never changed.
So moving into the area also as a 10-year-old, did you make the adjustment well? Was it a neat new home, or was it kind of hard to break in?
No, actually, what made it very easy was the fact that because all the neighbors all knew each other so well, you got to make good friends. We all traveled as a group.
Really?
Nobody really left that one, you might say it was a long block,
mm-hmm.
and nobody really left that area. We walked to school as a group, we walked home as a group, and we played as a group,
mm-hmm.
and it made it very easy to grow up in.
Mm-hmm.
But
although sometimes tight, cohesive communities, if you don't make it in, you're on the outs. Were there any sort of
you never and that was the, you never really started to leave that tight-knit group until I don't think we started to leave it until we hit high school. And then we started to go our own ways.